Today we begin our exploration of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Requiem Mass. Mozart was one of Europe's outstanding 18th century child prodigies, composing simple works at age 5, albeit under the close supervision of his father, who was a professional violinist, music theorist, and composer. At age 6, both Wolfgang and his older sister, Nannerl, were taken on concert tours so that their father could display his children's incredible music skills. During his brief 35 years of life, Mozart wrote 600 compositions, concertos, operas, masses, motets, more than 40 symphonies, string quartets. He occasionally played in a quartet with Haydn. All the while, Mozart was also concertizing, conducting, being a husband, going on tours, and forever seeking commissions to support his compositions and opportunities to perform his works. Mozart's final composition was, fittingly enough, his wonderful Requiem Mass. Sadly, Mozart did not live to complete this masterpiece, and being superstitious, he feared that he was in fact writing his own Requiem, which proved to be the case. Mozart had unexpectedly received a substantial commission from Count Walsick, who wanted to perform a Requiem in commemoration of the anniversary of his wife's death. She had died at the young age of 20, and the Count never remarried. Although Mozart had not completed the Requiem, his widow was unable to return the commission, so she secretly arranged for Mozart's talented composition student, Süssmayr, to finish the work. It is thought that today's movements were composed primarily by Mozart. We get the name Requiem Mass from the introit's opening words, Requiem Aeternam, rest eternal. Mozart opens his Requiem with an unusual combination of instruments. We hear two bassoons immediately be answered by two basset horns. When the choir enters, it is accompanied by three trombones, which add weight to these somber words. The power of the choir's singing underscores the urgency of the believer's cry to God, a plea for eternal rest and eternal light for their departed dear ones. The contrasting solo by the soprano quotes Psalm 65, verse 1, and the choir responds by singing verse 2. When we return to the opening lines of this introit to the Requiem Mass, the words are sung in artful imitation, one voice after another calling them out most earnestly. The work then moves without pause into the brief Kyrie, a clever double fugue. The word Kyrie is sung in strong angular notes, while the second contrasting theme, Christe, is sung as runs of faster notes. As I listen to this music, I remember both enjoying singing it, and I also remember that Mozart never heard a single note of any of these movements. I am thankful that someone, otherwise of no particular importance, thoughtfully commissioned Mozart to compose this glorious music.